news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A huge explosion killed at least 100 people and injured more than 4,000 near the port of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, on Tuesday, with a death toll expected to rise precipitously. Investigators reported that the source of the explosion was a fire at a warehouse where over 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate, which is used to make fertilizer and bombs, was being stored. By comparison, the bomb that took down the federal building in Oklahoma City in the early 90s was 2 tons. It's still unclear exactly what caused the explosion. There's no indication that it was an attack. Beirut's governor said it caused up to $5 billion in damage, but at this point, the full extent isn't yet known. Countries around the world have offered condolences and pledged aid for what the Lebanese Red Cross is calling an unprecedented and very large disaster. Yet the orange idiot occupying the Oval Office suggested in his farce of a daily coronavirus press briefing on Tuesday that it was an attack because, quote, it would seem like it.
The United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. We have a very good relationship with the people of Lebanon, and we will be there to help. It looks like a terrible attack.
I just want to follow up before I ask a coronavirus question on Lebanon. You called this an attack. Are you confident that this was an attack and not an accident?
Well, it would seem like it.
The United States recorded nearly 1,400 new coronavirus fatalities on Tuesday, bringing the nationwide death toll to just under 157,000. The same day, we got to hear the entirety of Trump's mind-blowing interview with Axios' Jonathan Swan. We knew Trump lacked empathy, but his response when asked about the death toll just about broke the internet.
I think it's under control. I'll tell you what.
How? 1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. And it is what it is. But that doesn't mean we aren't doing everything we can. It's under control as much as you can control it. This is a horrible plague that beset us.
It is what it is?
It is what it is.
Tropical storm Isaias is gone, but only after pushing up the East Coast on Tuesday, spawning tornadoes and killing at least 6 people. The storm made landfall in southeastern North Carolina as a hurricane. Then it moved through Virginia, Maryland, and into the Northeast, where it threatened parts of Philadelphia with flash floods and prompted New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio to issue a tornado warning. The downgraded storm left more than 2 million homes and businesses without power from South Carolina to Connecticut. So it's still primary season, and Tuesday was another big primary day with even bigger ramifications. In this case, it's seismic, as progressive challenger Cori Bush defeated 20-year incumbent Republican Congressman William Lacey Clay in the Democratic primary for Missouri's 1st congressional district. Many are saying she will become the next member of the squad. Bush rose to prominence during the Ferguson protests in 2014 over the police killing of black teenager Michael Brown. Missouri voters also approved expanding Medicaid to about 230,000 low-income residents. The vote wasn't even close, 53-47%. Missouri is the 6th red state to expand Medicaid and the 2nd to do so during this coronavirus pandemic. In Kansas, the establishment Republican candidate, Congressman Roger Marshall, defeated former Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach in the Republican Senate primary. Republicans had worried that nominating Kobach would make it harder to hold on to the seat being vacated by Senator Pat Roberts, who's retiring. In another complete 180, Trump on Tuesday sent out a tweet encouraging Floridians to vote by mail. Huh?
Whether you call it vote by mail or absentee voting, in Florida, the election system is safe and secure, tried and true. Florida's election system has been cleaned up.
What? It was just the day before. Trump had threatened to block Nevada's plan to send mail-in ballots to voters due to the coronavirus crisis. But the nation's most prolific liar has claimed without evidence in recent weeks that mail-in voting would result in fraud and huge delays. So when asked at his commandeered TV time Tuesday why only Florida, Trump offered this ridiculous and, yes, hyper-partisan response.
Florida's got a great Republican governor, and it had a great Republican governor. It's got Ron DeSantis, Rick Scott, two great governors. And over a long period of time, they've been able to get the absentee ballots done extremely professionally. Florida is different from other states. I mean, in Nevada, where you have a governor, he said, let's just send out millions of ballots and the post office cannot be prepared. I haven't spoken to the post office about it, but I don't know how they could possibly be prepared. Florida has been working on this for years.
It's that time of year again. Congress is scheduled to take off for their regularly scheduled August recess at the end of this week. But wait. There's still that new coronavirus relief package in the works. The White House and congressional negotiators are aiming to come to an agreement by Friday, paving the way for a vote next week. We'll see. Reports are that the two sides are still worlds apart. And finally, since there's still no national testing program or even a strategy for COVID-19, seven governors have formed a first-of-its-kind purchasing agreement they hope can make rapid detection tests more accessible. Governors from Maryland, Virginia, Michigan, Ohio, Louisiana, Massachusetts, and North Carolina from both parties said on Tuesday that additional states and cities may join and that talks have begun with one of the two companies approved by the FDA to sell point-of-care antigen tests that can detect the virus in less than 30 minutes. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.